Mila, she said back to him, Man yoivlei, mi koisevis tirechoi, v'yichalmabei. Who would give me now some dates from Yerechoi? No, it's something very sweet now, and I'll eat it. In other words, she knew that he went to test her, and she was joking back, Sinoin radishes is sharp, and when you want to eat it with sharp, you take something sweet also with it. So she's saying, like, give me some dates, I could eat with it. What happened was, Nofel Allah Churba. What happened was, the haunted house caved in, Umeis, and she died. So now it's a Shaila, does the husband Yashin his wife or not? It's not a case of an Arus here. It's a case that was Nisuyin, they had Nisuyin. So, now the husband said, he wanted the Ketushin that Nisuyin should be Chal, and therefore, now that she died, he Yashins her. But Amr Chacham, the Chacham said, nothing doing. Since he went here to check her, he went into the Shurba to check her out. He had a good doubt that maybe she has a mum. And Mesa, she died, ain't a Yarsha. The husband does not Yarshina, but rather whoever her other Yarshim, Yarshina. In other words, since there was a good doubt that maybe she had this mum, and on the tzad that she had this mum, it came out the Mafrei, he was never married to her, so he's not the husband, he has no right to Yarshina. Who would Yarshina then? If she has brothers or a father, other people would Yarshina. So therefore, since there's a good doubt that she had this mum, the husband is not Yashina. Then the end of the Mishnah said, Savlonis muotim shetishtamish behem, bevei saviya, she has a right to keep. Yosef Rovin, Sabo, the older Rovin, sat down, came with the Rapapa, in front of Rapapa. The Yosef, they were sitting in the coma, they said over, Bein Shamtohi, Bein Shemesi, whether she died, or Bein Shemesi, whether he died, is Hodarhu Savlonis Hadri, or else in the case Hodarhu, where he retracted, he does not want to make Nisuyin. The Locher is Savlonis Hadri, that the presents he sent her, he has a right to get back. But Maichelu Mishtaloi Hodar, but the food and drinks that he gave her, that's not returnable. That they have a right to keep. Hodru Boihi, what's going to be if she retracted? She's the one that doesn't want to have Nisun anymore. Then Hodru Afilu, Kisha the Yarka, then she has to return, even like a cucumber, has to be returned. All the food has to be returned. And anything she received. If she's the one that's retracting or doesn't want to make the Nisun, then everything has to be returned. Amar Afunu Breath of Yeshua, Kishoman Lo Demei Bosa Bezoil, if she ate meat already, so now that she has to pay back the value of the meat, we do not make her pay back the value of good meat, but of cheaper meat. At kama, what's considered cheap meat? At kama bezul, at tilsa, one third of the normal price. In other words, like with the svara, if she would have known that she has to pay back for the meat, she would have never eaten it. So therefore, we can't be mechayiv to pay back the real meat. So we only make her pay back meat that she would have eaten anyway. So say at a third of the price, that's like a svara, that much meat she would have eaten, therefore that much she has to pay back now to a chosim. Mishnah says like this, Shchiv meira shekosav kol nechosov liyacherim. A shchiv meira, person that's about to die, is very, very sick, I thought he was going to die at least, and he wrote away, shekosav, he wrote a shtar even, giving away all his nechosim to somebody else. Veshaya kaka kolshu, but he left over a little bit for himself. He left over something. Even on the tzad that it becomes well, he lives. Still, the matana was a good matana. Since he left over some kaka for himself, so we say he meant to give it away. And even if he gets well, he can't be choizer. And we're talking about, like Rashbam says, going to cross by kinyan. Like he made a kinyan over here. Yeah. We pass matna shchimera. The mixas is boy kinyan. Yeah. What's going to be though, the Mishnah says, Loi Shaila Kaka Kolshu? Let's say he does not leave over for himself any Kaka, but he gives away a present, or all that he owns he gives away. Then we say, Ein Matnos Akiyemis. Then we say on the tzad that he becomes well and lives, the Matanah is bottle, because the Svar never meant to give away the present on the tzad that he lives. He's only giving it away because he thought he's going to die. That's called, like, Mor will soon see, but go bus umbinor. And therefore, the present is bottled. Now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, "Man tan who's the tan of our Mishnah? Tiyazlina bas umdina.
So they go after umdana, means the way we understand what a person really meant, even though he didn't speak it out. What did he really mean? So Amar Rav Nachman, Nachman says, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Therefore we say, when the Shchimera gave away the present, he only meant it on the tzad that he's going to die, but on the tzad that he's still going to live, he never meant to give it away, therefore he has a right to retract. That's called the Gobos Umdana. Tatanya, we learned like this, Harei Sholach Benor Lemdina Sayom, a person's son went over the ocean, V'shomash Shemez Benoi, and the father heard news back that his son died, therefore V'yomar, he got up his father, V'kosav Konechosav Liachar, he gave all his mechosim, all his property, away to a present to somebody else. The Yachakach, and then later on, Bo Benoi, the son comes home, like a false rumor. So the Ocher is Matnosa Matzono. Tanakama says, listen, the father did not make any condition. He stamps that he's giving away all his property. So the Matzono, the present, is a good present. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Benassi Yoimer, Ein Matnosa Matzono. No, the present is no good. The father has a right to retract. Why? Because Shilmoli Hoya Yodeya Shabunai Kayim, because it's an umdana that if the father would have really known that his father is alive, Lohoya Kaiswan, he wouldn't have written it. So therefore, that's called, according to Shimon Manasseh, you go after the umdana, that's Pshat now Mishnah Rosso. That's from Nachman's Pshat. Rav Sheshi, son of Rav Sheshi, says that if Shimon Shazuri, no, there's another man, the Yama, that we go boss umdana. That's a Shimon Shazuri. The tiny blurt like this. Borishon at the beginning, Hoyarmim, they used to say, Hayoitse Bekoilor, where the king like put a sentence of death upon somebody that's taken him out to kill him. The Yomer, and the husband says now, when they're taking him out, Kis will get Yishta, I want you please to write a get to my wife. So the locker is a Reelu Yichtabu Yitnu. You have a right not only to write up the get, but also to give it to her. They become a shliach of the Baal to give a get to his wife. In other words, even though he did not say it, it's an umdana, that's for sure what he meant. That's what they said at the beginning. Chozu loyma, later on they said even a bigger chiddush. Rav hamaforesh vayetzah b'shiura. If somebody's time is going away on a caravan, and before he leaves, he also says, write a get to my wife, because he's afraid that maybe he's going to die, and then there'll be a parsha of Yibum with him, no children, he has a brother, so the patra from Yibum wants to give her a get. So in such a case also, even though we only said kisvul get, we say he meant kisvul to know. Then the Gemara says even the bigger chiddush that Rav Shimon Shazur Yoimer Af Hamesukin, even a person that's very sick, and he says kisvul get ishti, also we go bos umdana to say that what he meant to say really was tnu, to give the get also. Therefore, Shana Mishnah is, it goes according to Rav Shimon Shazuri, we go bos umdana. Now the Gemara explains, like, what's the two mandiyamrim here? For Rav Nachman, my time aloy mukum lo k'Rav Shimon Shazuri, how can Rav Nachman also doesn't learn like Rav Sheshes, as it goes according to Rav Shimon Shazuri? So where it says Shani Yosem, there it's different. The Yom HaKisvu, because I call upon him, the sick person said Kisvu. So he said something to the effect of having a get written up for his wife. So therefore it's easier to say we just finished off his words, like he just left off the word Tanu. But in our Mishnah, where he did not speak at any conditions at all, he just said he's giving away all his nechassim for present, here maybe we would not say Gobas Umdana to say that he has a right to retract if it becomes will. Therefore, Rav Nachman says our Mishnah has to go according to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Now the Gemara says, for Rav Sheshes, my time lemukum lek Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, if so, how can Rav Sheshes also does not like this pshat from Rav Shimon ben Manasseh? I'll tell you, Umdana de Muchach Shani, is it over there? It's an umdana de Muchach. There it's much more. Over there where the father heard that a son died, and then he wrote away a present, that's much stronger.
Nothing more says like this. Again. Nothing more says, Man Tana Lohoda Tana Rabban, who's the Tana of this Braisa? So it says, Hare Shoye Chayla, someone who's very sick. Or Muta Bamiti was lying on his bed. The Yom Ruloy, and they said to him, listen, Nechsecha Lami, who do you want to give your property to? For Yom Alehens, he said back to them, Daima, I think, Sheyesh Li Ben, that I have a son. But Achshav Shein Li Ben, now that I hear I have no son,